In the two decades since Columbine, our nation has watched with rising horror and dread as one mass shooting has followed another, over and over again, decade after decade.
Imagine a world without murder.
I lost my best friend.
I lost my aunt.
I lost my father.
I lost my wife.
Just 6 years ago, the homicide rate in this country had reached epidemic proportions. It seemed that only a miracle could stop the bloodshed. But instead of one miracle, we were given three, the precognitives. Within just 1 month under the pre-crime program, the murder rate in the District of Columbia was reduced 90%.
They were going to be waiting for me in the car.
He was going to rape me.
I was going to be stabbed.
Right here.
Within a year, pre-crime effectively stopped murder in our nation's capital.
In the 6 years we've been conducting our little experiment, there hasn't been a single murder.
And now pre-crime can work for you.
Homeland Security could be on the verge of technology that could help identify the bad guys before they commit a crime.
As well as social media companies to develop tools that can detect mass shooters before they strike. Better identify mentally disturbed individuals who may commit acts of violence.
Cruelty and injustice, intolerance, depression. And where once you had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have sensors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and suppressing your submission.
We need cameras.
How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others, and they will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror.
Homeland Security could be on the verge of technology that could help identify the bad guys before they commit a crime.
Before they strike.
And then they can use this system to go back in time and scrutinize every decision you've ever made and attack you on that basis to sort of derive suspicion from an innocent life and paint anyone in the context of a wrongdoer.
Before they commit a crime.
First, we must do a better job of identifying and acting on early warning signs who may commit acts of violence. On early warning signs. Warning signs.
Warning signs.
Warning signs.
To go back in time and scrutinize every decision you've ever made.
Before they commit a crime.
Freedom is the freedom to say 2 + 2 = 4. How many fingers am I holding up, Mr.?
I have five. I don't think you like. Would you please stop it? Stop the pain.
We must shine light on the dark recesses of the internet and stop mass murders before they start.
The letter Q was everywhere. So what the heck is Q?
We are anonymous. We are legion. We do not forgive. We do not forget. Expect us.
Where we go one, we go all.
Be careful what you think.
Words will always retain their power. Words are for the means to meaning, and for those who will listen, the enunciation of truth.
We must stop the glorification of violence in our society. Today, I'm also directing the Department of Justice to propose legislation ensuring that those who commit hate crimes and mass murders face the death penalty, and that this capital punishment be delivered quickly, decisively, before they strike.
In accordance with the principles of doublethink, it does not matter if the war is not real or when it is that victory is not possible. The war is not meant to be won. It is meant to be continuous. The essential act of modern warfare is the destruction of the produce of human labor. A hierarchical society is only possible on the basis of poverty and ignorance. In principle, the war effort is always planned to keep society on the brink of starvation. The war is waged by the ruling group against its own subjects, and its object is not victory over Eurasia or East Asia, but to keep the very structure of society intact.
And now pre-crime can work for you.